This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Mike Shope.
Name any word in less than a second. I will tell you how many letters are in it. But I cannot do anything mechanically. I don't even know how to put a game together for three-year-olds.
And the Bulldog.
Fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
That guy was president, by the way. Although now, maybe that's Mike Shope and the Bulldog here, 803-0550. We're talking a lot about James Cook today. And kind of the conversation is, so what if he does play hardball all the way with the Bills? And the Bills just don't. I mean, also play hardball, I guess, but just don't capitulate.
Mm-hmm.
What then? Is it how important is it, I guess, is one way to ask that question. Lines are open for you. We'll talk to Brian, as Zach just said, coming up later this hour. Here's CJ with us. Hi, CJ.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
First, I want to say I'm not against re-signing James Cook before I say this. I guess what I'm trying to find balance in the value of James Cook. It's not really against him. It's more or less, how much do you lose in this offense where we throw screens? We run the ball. We block really well for passing, and like the O line is so good that if we let James Cook leave, how much do we really lose? Just explosiveness, because Ray Davis is really well. You can fill his void by what I guess you can say Frank Gore filling his spot and Ty Johnson being Ty Johnson because he's running back by committee. Not to mention Ray Davis is a better pass blocker. It's just a value. What James Cook is asking for, I don't think is fair for this team to pay in the situation that we're in, which I can use that money or put it somewhere else, red corner, anywhere. I'm just saying, that's just me. I would love to re-sign him for a lower price, is my point.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much where I am. I mean, I appreciate, you know, the work he's put in. I mean, he obviously had a tremendous impact on last season. But he is not a guy that plays as much as some of the other high-priced running backs. I mean, that position has changed over the years. There's more, even the best guys have like a specialty complement or something. There's just not a lot of guys that play, you know, I think 70% of the snaps is a lot. 74, I think, is what you said Barkley was at last year with Philadelphia. We talked about this last week one day. I don't know if that's the high for the league, but I'd be surprised if anybody's over 75 or 80 at the very most.
Oh, mate. I wonder
percent
who
of snaps.
I'm going to look up Connor.
Okay. He's well below that. Like, he's just over half the snaps. So that's a factor. And I wouldn't want to pay him and then use him differently. He's not a guy that, to me, you should be looking to wear out. You know, he's been durable. He's stayed on the field, but he's being used in a way that I think helps facilitate that. And I don't know. I mean, if you change that, it doesn't have to end badly, but it sure could. So I'd be worried about that. And yeah, I mean, that's really it for me. I don't think they're all set with, like, say, Ty Johnson or Ray Davis taking over necessarily. I'd want to add someone, I think, to that mix. But, you know, the price has just got to make sense. It really does. I mean, a part of the value of having him on the team last year was that he was making the money he was making, right? Once you sign up for tripling that salary or even doubling that salary, I mean, that's a different equation then. The value of what he's giving you changes. Like, his play doesn't become more valuable, but it just costs you more. And I don't know, that's a tough place to be.
Connor is only 60%. He seems to me like a guy that never comes off the field, but that's way under Barkley. Derrick Henry was, I think, 50-something.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I might search that. I'm curious if there's anybody above Barkley. There might not be. Snap percentage last year. And Cook is, like, right at 50 or 52.
52, I think, is the number I have in my head from last year anyways.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Dennis is next. Thanks, DJ. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, guys. So I think my favorite idea on this topic would be to trade him. And it's probably a 0% chance, but it's just, you know, when I think through all the options, I just think, you know, like you said, he's at 50%. We get a lot of production out of the other guys too. I know he's a very dynamic player, but you know, what if we looked at a team that was looking for somebody like Ashton Gentry in the first round and we're able to trade a guy with a year left on his rookie deal, to a team that maybe would give us a second rounder in return for him. You know, and then they don't have to waste their first round pick on a running back. They could pick something else. It certainly would get a heck of a good young running back in return, and then we would get something for it too. I just wonder if that might be the best look at what to do in a proactive way.
Yeah.
Instead of letting this drag out, and then next year you're finding yourself up against it a little bit.
I think the hardest part of that, When I've thought about this, because I don't know, we haven't really talked much in here about trading him, and this is the reason why. I mean, I see it brought up, like, people, you know, I'm over here to trade Greg Rousseau, and it's kind of the same situation. Not they've signed him and extended him, like, that's over. But different positional value, and teams are more willing to pay defensive ends than they are running backs, so it's a little different, but the biggest hang-up to me, thinking you'd get a second-round pick for Cook, that's where you drafted him, and he wants the money. That doesn't mean he's valueless, but you don't do great in a trade trading that player, because the team that's taking him on, this is the motivation to trade. Why does DK Metcalf end up going for, what was it, a third-round pick? A two? Instead of a one and a three like they want? Because the guy wants money. And the acquiring team knows the team that's divesting themselves of the asset doesn't want to meet the asking price, so you're giving them something for taking that off their hands. And again, that's a wide receiver. Different, again, teams more willing to pay. I just think why don't the Bills want to pay James Cook? Well, why would anyone want to do that? Is the question, and then give you a second round pick for the trouble?
No way.
It just doesn't happen.
Interesting. The caller said up front, you know, we've heard from Dennis a lot. He's always pretty sharp. Like, I know there's 0.0 chance of this happening. The probably, I would say, from what it sounds like, the running backs available in the second round are better than Cook this year. That could be Travion Henderson. That could be Quinshon Judkins. Could be Caleb Johnson. Could even possibly be Omarion Hampton. Like, those guys are at least as good. So I'm not trading a pick that could get me them for this guy who's at best about the same, and he's been in the league 3 years. You know, like, and the contract is part of that. So they would never do that. That the reason I think there's almost no chance of a trade is because you don't have that fit. Like, if it's the fourth round, why would the Bills do it? You know, they're not going to give him away. He's still young and important. So it doesn't work from them on that side of it, because you're the teams who are interested in him, maybe the third is a landing spot there. If it were to happen, my guess might be that it's a third round pick. But I think I'd just rather pick somebody if I'm the other team.
The only caveat I will add, it doesn't really sorry about that. It doesn't change the value that you'd get in return. But a team that I think, if you were really of the mind to do this, if Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott and everyone, they're sitting around like just talking like we're talking, except they're not on the radio and on the Twitch. they are, you know, well, what could we do? What are our options? Could we trade him? You know, what would we take? Would we take a fourth? Could we get a third? Somebody called Dallas.
There's always that.
There's always that. Like always
Dallas.
Because Dallas, Jerry Jones, right? Like, well, the draft is, which is right, the draft is a crapshoot. Now, you can say as much as you want. Like, everything you read indicates that this guy, look like better prospects than James Cook. Jerry Jones is going to go, the man scored 18 touchdowns last year. You know, this is Emmitt Smith played here, right? Like Jerry Jones, like he's about that. So like that, if I were thinking of trading him, I would call them. If they say no, then I'm like, I guess we're not being able to trade him. It's like that, there's no dumber team about this position in the history of the sport. So
wow,
let's call them. That's the only prayer you've got, I think.
Man, it would be something. By the way, back to SnapShare. 2024 running backs on the field, percentage of snaps. 1, Kyren Williams, 81.5. Oof. 2, Bijan Robinson, 75.3. 3, Barkley, 69.2. 29, James Cook, 44.6.
Wow, it's not even 50%.
Not even 50%.
I'm stunned by that somebody got over 80.
Kyren Williams.
Kyren Williams, that makes sense.
They love their Kyren Williams.
Right.
With the Rams, the other guy, Blake Corum is his name, would play every third possession. He would always come in on the third possession.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And seemingly go right back out because Kyren Williams led the league among running backs in snap share. Dave is next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. I just wanted to chime in about the James Cook thing. I'm definitely like a person that's very cap conscious, like salary cap conscious. I understand, you know, we only got a certain level of funds to distribute, but I just think he's being undersold. I recall that AFC Championship game, and had we won that game, I think he's the MVP. I mean, he played outstanding. Not just that game, but, I mean, that's the last memory that I have of him on the field. All season, no fumbling. I mean, I know he doesn't play a lot, so his usage rate may not be high, but that's just running backs, this era.
That's right.
I just think you need to figure it out with him because he's still young. He didn't really carry it a lot in college. I think we need to figure out a way to keep him and make the number make sense. But I hear a lot of people just like, you could just plug somebody else in. I think Josh won them back, too. He helped Josh out a lot. So that's pretty much all I have.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Thanks Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah.
All good points.
I don't have any question at all that the players on the team will be watching and would want him back. The guys on the team always want everybody to get paid, you know? You know, there's limits to that, I suppose, right? But, like, Allen's pretty, he's 55, he's settling for, he can barely spit the words out. Like, what's another $5 million going to do? So, but still, $55 million a year on average, oh my God. You want guys to get taken care of. So that definitely matters. And I think, despite how we're talking today, this is all speculative on what would happen if, right? What would happen if they don't settle it by the draft? What would happen if they draft a guy in the fifth round? What would happen if they drafted a guy in the second or third round? They don't have a third round pick. We're just playing the game here. I think the most likely outcome is they find some solution. And hopefully Cook is satisfied with it. I don't know that everyone will be. I highly doubt that they will be, because the reason I think fans get to just plug someone else in is because they don't believe in paying a running back that plays barely, not even 50% of the time, $12 million a year. Like, I'm not going to love that price if they sign him for that.
Yeah, the fact that he played 44% of snaps is, there's two sides to that coin. I mean, one is, well, it's not closer to double that, like a guy that you'd sooner think you can't live without. You know, the caller mentions the Kansas City game, that great touchdown on the fourth run. He had two touchdowns in the game. He's also not on the field late in the game when they had to score to win, right? Johnson. So that's both, wow, he's super efficient. A historic year for a Bills running back. Tied the franchise record in rushing touchdowns. Also not important enough to his team for him to be on in more, if not all, situations. So you could look at that either way, I think. Let's go to Chris next. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for calling.
First-time caller. Hey, I was wondering, why not just franchise him? If that franchise tag him or transition tag him, if that's what we want to do for, instead of paying him the big money.
That's that's for next year, Chris. He's under contract for this year. So, if the Bills really wanted to dig in and not do anything with his contract, they could challenge him to show up and play under this deal and then franchise him next year. Like, if they wanted to really play hardball, that's there for them if they want it.
Yeah, that's what I would do. But as far as the draft goes, I tell you who I really want. It's like, we'll not be able to pronounce his last name. It's Nick something other. He's a safety from
Hammond Worry. That's my dude.
Oh, God, I love him. He reminds me of Kyle Hamilton, and he can play linebacker, safety, cornerback. I love that guy. That's who I want.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah,
you and I are aligned there. The draft comes, and he goes 10th. I'm not going to be surprised. But if he lasts into the 20s, I am going to be circling my house. I'm going to be walking room to room like, oh my God, this dude is there. Maybe he's there. Go get him.
I think we had the caller muted at the time, but Chris went on to say, also big Beaker fan. Like yourself. So you two have a lot in common. Plus your name.
Right.
Same name, same draft crush. Also, big fans of the Muppet Beaker. How about that?
You people out there that don't appreciate Beaker don't know what you're missing.
I've said it once. You've said it once. Bill is next. Hello, Bill.
Hi, afternoon, guys. I wanted to say I do agree with you guys. If we can come to a decent number for Cook, I do think that we should retain him. If he's only playing, obviously, the 44% in snaps, then that's obviously a concern. The one question I wanted to ask you guys is that everyone always talks about how great our offensive line is, but I always take a look at the simple fact that if we didn't have Josh's or been such an able running quarterback, I feel as though that we'd probably give 3 to 5 sacks up every single game. He gets us out of a lot of different things. I don't know what the statistics are on the offensive side of the ball, but it seems as though we probably average 2 to 3 penalties a game on the offensive side. And usually we're having holding penalties and so forth. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. I mean, I think their line is excellent. I don't know. I don't have anything but that to say. I can get you PFF grades. I'm not even sure you're going to care about that, but I think consensus is their line is excellent. Allen covers up a lot of deficiencies in general, relative term around the offense, but
their guys, their tackles don't get beat a lot. The middle is sound. They're athletic. They're powerful. Yeah, and they're all set. Like, they're all under contract, and the backups are all under contract. That doesn't say at all that I think they won't pick someone as a depth piece at some point when we get to the draft, but it should. I'd be stunning to me if it's any kind of a priority. Look, they're in great shape there.
Did you have a bet on Marquette Xavier today?
I did not.
All right, I'm not surprised.
How'd it go?
It is March.
Why do you ask?
Marquette was favored by 2.5, up 5. Xavier inbounds the ball and just launches a half-court shot, goes in.
Sweet.
To cover.
Yeah.
That's what we live for.
Nice.
Those are the beats you never forget.
Good times.
They're the wins that you love, but you do forget.
Sure.
The beats are what you remember.
Yep.
But good on you if you had Xavier. You're wrong, mostly, because they were not going to cover this game, but they had a half-court shot and covered it.
Right. No, that's really absolutely wrong. Right. Yeah, last winter, not this past winter, but the one before that, when Trista was in town and we all went out, and a part of that night was that I hit a four-leg NHL parlay, and it was like a $900 win on a $10 bet. And it wasn't something I was like riding all night. Like, I knew I had the bet, but I wasn't really paying attention to it. We were out watching football and just hanging out. And then I looked late in the last game, and I already had the other three, and the last game was 2-1, and I just needed to get that to the garage, and I did. And I can't tell you, St. Louis, I'm pretty sure. I could look. I have it. They keep that, it's in my app somewhere. I think St. Louis was the last team I needed to win, but I'm not sure. And I don't know who they were playing, and I have no idea who the other three wins were. If that had gone the other way, like if St. Louis had lost to whoever they were playing, I would know the name of that team and who scored the goals and all the other three bets.
Right.
But it was a win, and like, okay, great. I think that was the Blues. Good job, Blues.
It's funny that way. It's really not how life should be.
No.
You want to enjoy... Marv Levy used to say this about football. Like, the losses hurt more than the wins are enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's really not how life should be. How do we fix that? Now, is that going to be true of everybody?
That's right.
It takes effort, though.
It does. You have to really work at it.
They always say, like, oh, with kids, it goes by so fast. My kids are teenagers now. I know. That's true. But there were literally many times when I was with them, where I've been with them, it's still present, when I've been with them, and, I'm at a sporting event or we're on vacation or somewhere, and I think this is what you mean when you say that. Like, these moments are the ones. So I would sort of, like, not physically, but, like, stare at the moment. Like, okay, I better... Mm-hmm. I put the pressure on myself. I better get the most satisfaction out of this moment with my children because it's going to be the thing that I miss. I don't know though if that made any difference. Being cognizant of the moment, does it help? I mean, I feel like that thing that everybody says when you have kids is right. It's valid. I did my best, Like, I thought about it. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there on a beach with them or something. Like, okay, focus up here.
Remember this.
This is not going to last. Yeah. But even that is sort of like stress. That's for you out there if anybody wants to process that and weigh in.
We need a break.
Brian Koziol after sports here on WGR.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.